Well, hello, good evening, and welcome to our show here on a Thursday evening from us here in the UK, where we have psychic medium Bryn Dorham joining us once again this evening. And it's a pleasure to have Bryn with us for the next hour, ladies and gents. So tune in now and do enjoy yourselves. So we're going to say hello to Bryn.
Hey, Ken. How are you? How's it going?
Hiya, Bryn. Have a good week.
It's good, yeah. Yeah, it's nice and sunny here today in New York City. 70 degrees, so very pleasant, yeah.
Wow, that's good for this time of the year, yeah?
Wow. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay.
Hope you're doing well. Yeah.
Right, so we're up and running, we're ready to go, and we're going to take our first call, and we have Carolyn.
Hello.
Hi, Carolyn. Hello. 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 Anybody here? Hello?
Or maybe not. So it seems to me that Carolyn, very often Carolyn is driving when she calls, so she may not be.
Right.
So we'll see if Holly's there then. Holly.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Holly. How are you?
Good.
What's up? What's up with you?
Do I need to ask a question?
No, you sound very distant. I can hardly hear you.
Can you hear
me now? No, I can't hear you. I can't hear you very well. Hello? No, I cannot make out what you're saying.
I don't know what to say.
There, now you're on. You're on now. Yeah.
Okay.
There.
Can
you.
We, whatever you pick up on, is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, Holly, let's see. Holly. Okay, let's see, Holly. It's interesting. I'm getting the word detour. Like, I'm almost feeling like you've been having to make a detour somewhere where you thought you were moving in a certain direction. There's like a little detour in some area of your life.
I just passed a detour like 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Well,
honest to goodness.
Okay. So that's enough of that. well, let's see. That's very funny. Okay, Holly. Okay, what's going on, Holly? So I feel you've been working on some projects. I feel you've been working on some projects. Either there's a deal you're working on, there's some news deals coming up for you in terms of your writing and establishing your name. I feel.
Good.
I feel. Let's see. Let me just look at these deals. Okay, what are these? What are these deals coming for, Holly? So I'm getting magazines. Like,
wow.
It's like a good idea to pick out some magazines. Like, there's some literary magazines. I'm getting. Now here's something that's coming in. Like. The New Yorker or even that, I just feel magazines in terms of writing, your writing appearing in magazine articles to get your name out there, I feel, is something that you're going to pursue. Okay, let's see, how is Holly going to get these magazine articles. I feel you can go into one of these magazine stores and go to some magazines that kind of feel that they would fit your writing, like certain subjects.
Yeah.
Certain themes could be like literary magazines. Or if there's humor or fantasy or something like that, or kind of streetsy type publications that would that you feel pulled towards, that you feel would fit your writing subjects, your writing themes. Because I see, well, you know, when I look at the deals coming, like I feel that, let's see, let me look at this. Okay, is there any deals coming? Any writing deals coming up for, any writing deals coming for Hollywood? Yeah, it's almost like when I look at a timeline for these deals coming up for you, I feel it's more like end of October into November. When I look and see where Holly is in November, I feel, let's see, where is Holly in November? It's like signed, I feel the potential, or I see a vision of you signing a paper, like a contract or something, to or writing something down in terms of submitting something to a publication. Mm-hmm. So, what I feel is you're guided to, you're being guided to suggest to do, is to look into some magazines that you feel pulled towards, you know, kind of leaf through them, and see, you know, if some of your writing could be appropriate for that type of theme of magazine, right?
Yeah.
Because I feel that would be something that could start getting you more exposure. let's see, and what else? Okay, what's surrounding Holly at this time? What's surrounding Holly? When I look at see what's surrounding you, Holly, I feel that there's a lot of... Now, do you listen to a lot of music, like music or any
yeah.
type of music? Yeah, I feel, okay, what they're saying is this music helps to bring an inspiration for you. I feel that, and I kind of see you dancing to the music. I don't know if you do any dancing, but
I always do that.
Yeah, because I see you swaying your hips around. And it just feels like, okay, it's interesting because there's a reason for this, is that it actually helps to open up your channel to do this dancing.
Oh.
It is a pleasurable thing because you get into a groove of a good piece of music, but not only is
yeah.
it good for that, but what it does is it opens up the channels to find inspiration to write, to open up the stuff that comes through you. So I feel it kind of, you know, gives you support in more than one way, you know?
Yeah.
Not just getting into the groove of it, but also, you know, that kind of opening up things to, so you can write more and be inspired. So I feel that's what's surrounding you a lot. So do a lot of that. And actually what they're showing me, that when you dance, there's this kind of... almost like a little tornado, like a thing that really helps your, I want to say, your spiritual ascension process, because it actually helps to move a lot of the stuff out of you, you know, like the cobwebs and stuff, you know, that you might feel very
yeah.
cobwebby and you want to dance. And I do this myself with, like, Native American drumming. I do that kind of dance, and it really helps too. But I see it with you, that they're showing me this kind of vortex, this kind of whirling type of like a little mini hurricane or tornado, like coming out of your chakras and moving up and out of you. So you're really doing a kind of therapy for you, but it doesn't feel like therapy because it feels like fun. You know, it's just kind of getting to the groove of the music. So I feel that that is a big part of what's going on around you. And let's see what else happens. Okay, Holly, what's... Okay, let me look at this. Okay, what is from between now and the end of the year? What's coming up for Holly? What's coming up between now and the end of this year for Holly? Okay, I see you might have some journeys or trips, some trips somewhere, like vacations or a journey somewhere, and then I feel you going to some place near the water, like a place where you can just kind of relax. And if I were to say, okay, so is this now? What state are you in? Where do you call from?
I'm in Washington State, surrounded by water.
Oh, okay. I just feel that. Let's see what's going on. So I feel that it's important to be more with the water too. Just be around the water, because also that's another thing that can help you to relax and meditate and open up.
Yeah.
Do you have any specific questions at all at this moment?
Oh, a new man.
Okay, new man.
When you see a new man.
Somebody to dance with, let's see. Yeah, right. Let's see, any relationships coming for Holly? So, immediately I say that it's coming in the new year. If I were to say between now and the end of the year, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
There's some social time this year, you know, at the end, you know, the end of this year that we're in. But when I see a new man coming in for you, okay, let me look. Okay, when is the relationship coming in for Holly, guys? Okay, I'm going to look at a long-term relationship for you, all right? Let's see.
Yes. Yeah.
Is there a long-term relationship coming for Holly? All right, so they're giving me, now with timelines, they can be very fluid and they can shift around, but I'm giving you an approximate timeline. Within 6 to 8 months, you're going to be in a long-term relationship, I feel. I'm hearing that there's a man waiting for you. Now, when I look at this person, okay, so when I project forward, and I project Holly forward 6 to 8 months with this long-term relationship, I feel, now they say you've met before, but it's not in this lifetime. It's not somebody, I don't feel this man, this long-term relationship that's coming into your life is somebody that has happened in this lifetime. It feels like a karmic connection, like a soul connection from a past life. It's almost like I feel in 6 to 8 months this long-term relationship for Holly will be someone you've met before, but in the sense of feeling almost like a recognition, like you kind of meet up again. That's what I have. So we just got the bell. So, but it's 6 to 8 months.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you. Sounds great.
Yeah, keep dancing.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
All right. Oh, magazines too. Magazines. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Holly. Okay. Right, Holly, be coming on line one then. Let's see if Carolyn is there now. So, Carolyn.
Oh my God!
Hello.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Hi, Carolyn.
I apologize. Hi, Brent. Hi.
Hi there.
Ken. I'm sorry.
How are you?
Sorry.
That's okay. No problem.
Brent, I always love when you're on. Can I ask
you
what you pick up, and then I might have one or two questions at the end?
Sure. Let's see, Carolyn.
Sorry.
So, let's see, Carolyn, I feel that,
yeah.
I feel there's a new person coming in your life. There's a, let's see, what is this? Let's see, I heard that. Carolyn, what's going on?
Buddha, Allah,
everybody. Yeah, I feel there's somebody, okay, let me get a timeline. Okay, is there a new person coming into your life? Let's see. Yeah, I feel there's a new man coming into your life, Carolyn. I feel that. Let's see. Let me just get clear here. Okay.
Thank you.
So I feel around December there's a new person coming into life. If I were to say there's... Now, this person tends to be very, he's very literate. Like,
okay.
He loves books. And I feel...
my kind of guy. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. let's see here. Okay. Is there really a shift? Yeah. It's like the end of December. He's very book-oriented, and I feel the kind of relationship you're going to have this man is... Now, if, let's see. Is this a romantic relationship with this man?
Oh.
Well, wait a minute. Let's see. Is Carolyn going to be in a romantic relationship with this man in December?
Okay.
No, it's more like it's somebody you're going to learn from. I feel like a authority on something, like an authority.
Great.
On something,
yeah.
And he's very bookish, literate.
Yeah.
I feel
Yay.
That he wants to help you out in some way.
Good.
Let's see. Let me just get, okay, let me just see the timeline again. Okay, when is I'm going to meet this person? Yeah, it feels like the end of the year, and I feel this man has a lot of, you know, he probably will be able to have a lot of influence on you in your life, like influential, I feel.
Yeah.
Now, hold on a second. Okay. Now, wait a minute. Let's see. Is this man in spirit or is this man yeah, I do feel you're going to meet him.
Okay.
And I feel that he has quite a presence. He has a big aura. Like, you can just feel him when he comes into the room.
Aww.
So it's interesting. I feel that there's somebody that you're going to hear from, and I'll leave it at that. It just feels like this is what's going to happen. I can't get any more details at the moment. Let me just move on here.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, so any message for Carolyn here? So I feel the urge in you to want to move forward, and I feel you are, but I feel that there's like, okay, when is Carolyn going to be moving forward in life? You know, I feel between now and the end of the year, I feel a good energy coming into the end of the year, but when I look at in 2022, I feel that will be the year where I feel you're going to make some leaps and bounds, it feels like to me. That's the sense I get, especially around the mid-end of the year in terms of, you know, what you do, career, and feeling like it's kind of like a new cycle, you know, happening.
Yeah.
And when I look at you, how your life is now, I feel that there's some struggle, but there's also some moments of kind of inspiration, I feel, and a sense of belonging where you are at the moment, accepting certain challenges, certain conditions.
Yeah.
I feel these challenges for you, Carolyn, are kind of growth opportunities, and these challenges are going to help you to overcome some deep-seated fears. It's like there's some deep-seated fears that are linked to these challenges, not quite sure what they are.
Yeah.
But I feel that they're going to move you in such a way, and I kind of feel it in your body where the emotional body is going to just let go and release some stuff that's been kind of clogged up or needed some renovation, I want to say. Like a spiritual Roto-Rooter session or something like that.
Yes,
you know?
That's what I'm working
on.
So
I feel when I look at what's happening to you internally, Carolyn, is that you're moving and, let's see, they're showing me something. Okay, is there a certain way you want Carolyn to move? Is there something? All right. They're saying, okay, this is important. The saltwater baths, I feel, are important for you now.
Okay.
If you have a bathtub, even if you have a shower, you can put some salt on your shoulders. But baths are the best. Get like a cup and a half of sea salt and have saltwater baths like probably twice a week, you know, once at the beginning of the week, once at the end, because that's what they're showing me in terms of what's moving through you. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I have this wonderful friend who I've known her for a long time, but we were knew each other very pleasantly and very kind of at a distance, and we would talk sometimes. But I find her so, and she, we love each other, you know, in a woman to woman, you know, non-sexual, and we share a lot of spiritual talk, and we stay up hours and. Her name is Judy, and I just, what do you pick up?
Yeah, let's see. Your relationship with Judy. Okay, Carolyn's relationship with Judy. So when I put you, Carolyn, and Judy together, I feel there's a lot of learning happening. I feel when I look at the type of person Judy is, I feel that there's a poet in her. There's a lot of poetry around her.
Yeah.
There's like a poetic sense about Judy.
She's so,
And I feel, you know, when I look at Judy's intentions towards you, I feel that, let's see, what are Judy's intentions towards Carolyn? Because what she's saying is her intention is also to learn from you, too. I feel there's a lot of learning going on between the both of you. And when I look at Judy's feelings towards you, I feel she says a great person to spend my time with because she enlightens me, is what I
feel the same way. You're bringing me to tears. I feel the same way with her. I've been so grateful for her time that we talked. We both feel the same way. And I do walk a different path than she does. But I learned from her as well. And those things that you were talking about, like a Roto-Rooter emotional, that's exactly what I want. And so I need to ask you a different question now. I have a business partner, and he is my former boyfriend of 20-some-odd years.
Okay.
And there's a woman, her name is Donna, who has made it her mission for all those years and today, including today, to try and, well, what do you pick up with that? Is she going to be a detriment to our business affairs?
Yeah, okay. And you're in business with your friend, with the guy.
Former,
Former, yeah. And is she going to be a detriment to the business? Okay. Is Donna going to be a detriment to the business? Yes.
A negative, putting in her two cents.
Let's see, is that going to be a detriment to Carolyn's business? No, I don't feel Donna's going to be a detriment to your business.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not feeling that if I were to say Donna's going to influence anything about your business. No, there's kind of a protection around your business, I feel. There's a kind of protection around it. Yeah. Now, in terms of the Roto-Rooter stuff, they said do some yoga postures, like the cobra posture.
Yeah, I do.
Things to open up the spine and all that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Bren. I love when you're on. I love it. Thank you, Karen.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry, I was
Carolyn.
In the middle of work. Sorry.
Thank you, Carolyn. Yeah. Okay.
All righty.
Ah, wonderful. There you go. I thought Carolyn was driving, but doesn't sound like it's in a car there this evening. All right. Maybe it was in a store then. All right.
Yeah.
Right. Before we move on, I just want to mention very quickly that there's a group on Facebook that I am a member of, or privileged to be a member of, and they put a reminder on their page
this evening, that way back in 1966 on this day, there was what was known as the Abervan disaster. And, you know, we can't forget things like this, you know. I think it was 163 children and 8 adults. I don't quote me on that. But, you know, lost their lives there in that. So it still has quite a strong connection with me, you know, because only a few days before that event, we were actually in Wales, and because my father, coming from Wales, we very often took a trip out there on a weekend, and we were around that particular area where the slack heap, as it was overlooking the valley there. And it's kind of strange because I don't share this with most people, but I was 11 years of age at the time. And, you know, 11 years of age kind of thing is, maybe I was a little bit backward in my years or saying what I said, but I vividly remember what I did say to my parents, is that that mountain is moving. And I can vividly remember those words, that mountain is moving. And lo and behold, that mountain indeed was moving, because what appeared to be a mountain to an 11-year-old boy was actually a slack heap. Yeah. And of course, it was built on, it was piled up on top of the mountain. And it did what it did. Freak of nature, perhaps, or man-made tragedy. I prefer to think man-made tragedy, because there's no way it should have been there in the first place, you know. And years later, when we grow older, we learn that the people of the village actually protested to the coal board quite often about the fact that it should be lowered, and they took no notice. So I don't suppose my words would have gone to ground in the same way, because I was just 11 years of age, and, you know, we both consoled each other, my father and me, and that it just bitterly cried. And I can never forget his words. You know, he said, I wish I had believed you, but there would, even then, there would have been nothing that we could have done about it. You know, it wouldn't have changed the event. The event would have still happened. So there you go. Something that we share occasionally here on Psychic Choice Radio. It's not the first time it's been mentioned, actually. It's just that, you know, sometimes we forget these occurrences and we forget the actual date. And that's something we do when we've got other things to think about, perhaps. Okay, right. Our call queue has built up by just one person. We've still got quite a bit of time left on the clock, so we're going to get on with it. Okay, so we're going to bring Bryn back online, and we have Kerry.
Hey, Kerry.
Hey, Bryn, how are you?
Hi, Carrie. How's it going? Nice to hear you.
Not bad at all. How can I help you? Just wanted to see if there are any messages for me or anything I should know about.
Okay, Carrie. Let's see. Any messages for Carrie? Yeah, I'm feeling it. Something about, I hear a message about they're wanting you to, the guides are wanting you to bolster yourself up. It's almost like work on areas of self-worth and almost like clearing up issues that need to be cleared up, that need to be addressed. I feel this message has to, okay, let me look closer at this message. What is the message for Gary? Yeah, it's almost like self-acknowledgement. Acknowledge yourself that you are a beautiful person, that you have these beautiful gifts, that this beauty is inside your heart, because you do have a wonderful heart. And they're saying to work on more self-acknowledgement. They're showing me you going in front of a mirror. And it's interesting. You have like a beautiful skirt or dress on, and it's like full of flowers. And you look in the mirror, and you just say how wonderful you are to yourself. It's like they want you to make it a daily practice. So far, the theme of this message has to do with acknowledging your higher spirit that you are. You're not separate from it, and to release some of the almost like trauma or tragedies or things that happened in your life that kind of turned you around in a certain way. But they're really not yours. They're situations that happen to you, and they put their impressions upon you, but they're also meant to be released. That's a message that I'm getting. Let me see what else. What else for Carrie? What's surrounding Carrie at this time? Let's see what's surrounding Carrie. And it's interesting. When I see what's surrounding you, it's around the same theme of acknowledging the little girl inside of you, having a dialogue with that child, with that little girl of self-recognition, self-love, even like cradling her in your arms and saying, I love you, little Carrie, or however you called yourself, or whoever called yourself when you were young. It feels like a lot of these messages today have to do with self-acknowledgement, working on the self, and bringing that strength of the child into it, fusing it with the higher self. Let me see if there's anything else. Let's see, what is surrounding Carrie? What's surrounding Carrie? That's the message I get. Let me just see if there's any other messages. Any other messages for Gary? They're saying that you have some secret longings that they want you to bring out, longings of different things that you want in your life. But there's some secret longings, and to put them on paper, to put those longings on paper that you have inside, certain dreams that you might have cast away temporarily, but just to put them on paper and look at them and know that they can be reality, I just feel that there's something about that message that comes through. So do you have any specific questions at all?
Yes. Just wanted to know, do you see which month? I'm looking to do a move to New Jersey.
Right.
And I just wanted to see, I won't start looking into November.
Right.
There's just one place I would love to move to.
Right.
Just wanted to see, do you pick up when it would be a good time to apply?
To move.
That when I should start looking?
Yeah, let's see. Let me look at this a minute. Okay. DC, Gary, moving. So when I see you geographically moving out of where you're living, I feel, let's see, when does that, when does it happen for Gary to be moving? If I had to say between now and the end of the year, I see you moving, I feel they're pushing it forward a bit. It's almost like something could happen around the end of this year. Let's see, okay, December, Carrie moving, yes or no? There's a possibility in November, of moving. Although there's another opportunity too within the next year. I feel around March, April timeline. It seems like mid-March into April. There's a possibility of in November, but I see more in March and April of next year. I do, but if I were to say ultimately, is Carrie going to move out of where she is right now? And I do feel it is going to happen. Right at the moment, you're not ready, I'm hearing, but I feel it's coming. It's coming. It just feels like pushing it into December and possibly into the next year. That's what I feel. But it's the first quarter.
Okay.
It's like the first quarter of next year. Yeah.
Okay, because even if I get it, I may not move out of here just right away because I know it's going to be a bad winter, but it's just
right.
Knowing that I have the place. That's the most important thing.
Yeah. No, I do feel you'll have a place. When you get the inner impulse and you know it's time to move, I feel you will find a place. And I feel the next place you move into, let's see, what is the next place that Gary's going to move into?
It's like near water.
let's see. What's in the, yeah, I see the next place you moved into is going to be very, it's going to be a very nice location, I feel. If I were to say your new place you're going to move into is near the water, it's not too far. It's not too far from water. If I were to say, okay, is Carrie going to like this new place that she moves into? Yes. It'll be very efficient for you. I feel it'll kind of fit you like hand in glove. That's what I sense about the new place you're going to move into. And I feel it's going to be a very convenient location in terms of neighborhood. This new place that you're going to move into, either you know, at the end of the year or next year, I feel it's going to be very, a good move. It's a fresh start, and it'll bring new energies into your life, new people, a better sense of space for you, I think, too. Like better space. Yeah, I feel you're wanting more space. And I feel this, if I were to say this place that you're going to move into is bigger than the place you're in now, there's definitely more space. There's a lot of closet space in it, too, a lot of closet space, I feel, in this new area that you're going to move into. So, yeah, it feels good. But you will find something because I feel you're meant to move. It's just not the right time yet, you know, but it's coming. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It sounds great. Okay, I love it.
Thank you.
I'm taking all of your advice and the messages that you provided. Oh, and I will act on it. Thank you so much.
The whole self-acknowledgement and all that. That seems to be coming from your guys. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Carrie. All right, okay then. So, moving on. Lisa.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm going through like a big transition right now with my career, and I'm just wondering what you see coming up for me.
Okay, so you're transiting from one career to another, is that it? Okay, so let's see, how's this...
anything else you see around me, I'm open to hearing.
Yeah.
whatever messages.
Sure. What is this career transition? So when I look at this career transition for you, Lisa, I feel that it's going to give you a lot more opportunity, I feel. When I look at this new career transition for you, it's closer to what you're meant to do, I feel. They say you're getting closer to what you're meant to be doing. It's almost like this transition from this career to the next is very linked to, and it's almost, I want to say something, that I feel this transition is going to be a kind of stepping stone to something new. It's almost like I feel the next job you have in this career transition is going to be, it's going to be a bit temporary, and then it, you transition to something that is very enlightening and fulfilling. It's almost like this is a, this next thing is a kind of a good space to be in, because it's a it's going to give you some money, but I think the next one after that it is like the ultimate thing that you're meant to be doing. It feels like that. But I feel it's like a two-part transition, I feel, that's going to go on. That's what I sense about where you're heading. But on the other side of this, between now, where you are now and where you're going to be, is it's like a full 360 degrees, I feel. And it's going to be very good for you. It's going to lift your spirit in terms of finances. It has a better flow of finances for you. It really seems something close to you. Like, it's almost like something you're meant to do. Whatever that is, I'm not quite sure what it is, but it's going to be something that you are inherently born to do. Let's see what else. Okay, Lisa. What's going on, Lisa? Yeah, and like in line with this, what I'm getting at, this is the dawning. There's a dawning happening, like the dawning of the sun. You're in this position now, and it's not only a career transition. It really is an energetic transition for you, where you're stepping into, they're saying like a more of a golden age of your life, not in like senior, being a senior member, you know, but like a golden age. Your life path. It's really that's the message that comes through. So it all feels really good. You're kind of moving into that in the perfect timing, and I feel when I look at you between now and the end of this year. Okay, how's Lisa between now and the end of this year? A lot of fun coming up between the now and the end of this year. I feel a lot of new opportunities, and when I look at 2021, okay, how's Lisa in year 2021? That you're going to be very busy in 2021. I just feel a lot of activity, major transition coming up. They say major transition coming up for you in 2021, as I just heard. So I feel you're in right now, from this day forward, or even before you called. You're in a stage of transition, of change, not only career, but many parts of your life. And I feel when I look at you energetically, like if I were to say, okay, what is surrounding Lisa at this time? Let's see, what's surrounding Lisa at this time? Yeah, they're kind of jumping. It's like a jumper cable. I feel they're giving me the symbol of a jumper cable. They're giving you a jumper start. There's a new positive stream coming for you. It all seems around the same theme from where I began. You know, it just feels very positive. It's almost like where I feel where you've been months beforehand. There's been you've been in a kind of a void, or like a void, like a dark space, and kind of moving. And it seemed like maybe moving through molasses at times. But I feel you're just on the dawn. You're in the dawning stage right now.
Yeah.
That's what I sense. Yeah. So it's I'm excited
Thank
for you.
You.
It feels very
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not only career. It's other things. Yeah.
I am having trouble with two women who are targeting me right now.
Okay.
Do you feel that easing up for me soon?
Yeah. What are the names, Lisa?
One's Joe and one is Jeff.
Joe and Jeff or Joe?
Yeah.
And Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, Joe and Jeff. Okay, these two people who are targeting Lisa. You know, if I were to say how long this situation between you and these two people are going to continue, I feel that, no, it's like almost like this new energy is going to pick them out away. You know, I just feel this, when I look at a timeline as to see how long this negative situation is going to be between you and these two people, I feel, how long is this going to last, guys? I feel I'd say end of November, near the end of the year, things will clear up. Even before then, I feel things really transitioning for you at a high space. So with that statement, I feel if I were to say how long these two people are going to be in Lisa's life, I feel, they're going to be moving out. I feel them moving out of the situation. You know, I don't feel this is a permanent thing, and I feel it's going to start now, but I think it really picks up near the end of the year is what I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a lot of problems with one of them a year ago, and then she came back in my life, and I knew she was bad news, but I accepted her back. Do you think she's going to try to come back again?
And that's Joan?
No, the other one, Jess. She left and then came back.
Jeff, right? What's her name? Jeff? J-E-F-F.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is Jeff going to come back in your life? Okay, is Jeff coming back into Lisa's life? If I were to say Jeff is coming back into your life, Lisa, I feel that, you know, it seems very temporary. I don't feel it. No, I just don't feel, if I were to say Jeff is going to be a negative influence in Lisa's life from now until the end of the year. And, I just feel you moving out of that. Something's going to move things around.
No, I mean, I'm not going to accept her back, but she always tries to come back. It's really inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't feel she's going to enter into your orbit, put it that way.
She won't even try.
Is Jeff going to try to enter into Lisa's life? Something's going to repel her. I feel something's going to repel her. Like she's just going to feel no. You know, I don't know how to describe it, but that's what I'm seeing about the whole situation. I just don't feel it. You know.
Right.
You know, that's the sense I get, to be honest with you. You know. Anything else at all?
No, that was great. I feel really in line with that reading. Like,
yeah,
I do
let me
feel
just
like
see what we have a few more minutes. Let me just see what else is surrounding you. Okay, what's surrounding Lisa? Just keep cleansing yourself, salt water baths, and all that will be helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been doing
yeah.
that every day.
Oh, good. Okay, great. All right, take care. Bye. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
All right. Right. I'll just take Bryn off the mic for just a second. Right. I want to remind people that if they are calling into the show, could they please make sure that they're not listening to the show page player at the same time? Yeah. Do not try to listen to the show page player at the same time as calling in. That will cause terrible feedback. And also, please try to switch off your speakerphone, yeah?
So we get feedback from speakerphones and feedback if you are trying to listen to yourself, because you should not be trying to listen to yourself whilst on a phone call. Yeah? Okie doke. Right then. Let's bring Brim back online and see where we're going. Oh, okay. That's very strange. The lady that actually... Oh, dear. The lady that called in is a subscriber, and she's called her. Very strange. All right, never mind. So we're going to line six then, which is Pamela. No, we're not. Sorry, back now. Okay, line five then. Donna.
Hey. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Bren. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Good.
Good, thanks. Just had a clearing of my house on a blessing on the phone, and I came outside in my living room, and it felt like sunshine, so something must be clear.
Right.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Get it on the phone. I want to know just what you see coming up for me. Do you see me meeting anyone, more money coming in, or staying
okay,
on that? Whatever you're
looking
for.
All right, let's see. Any relationships going on, Donna? So when I look in terms of relationships for you, Donna, I feel that, let's see, any relationship, any long-term relationships going on, Donna? So I feel I'm looking at a long-term relationship, okay?
Yeah,
for Donna.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. Any long-term relationship for Donna? I see something forming probably in around 7 months, I feel, a long-term relationship coming for you, Donna. It could be between 5 and 7 months, a long-term relationship coming for you. It feels like an interesting person. I feel this person is very intelligent and... you know, when I look at this long-term relationship for you, Don, I feel that there's a lot of opportunity for growth in this relationship for you and him. And I feel if I were to say this long-term relationship is a good match for you, yeah, it definitely is. I feel he might be a very kind of, I want to say air sign, like Gemini or Libra or some kind of astrological sign in that area, because I feel he has a good mind. And, if I were to say you're going to be alone between now and the end of next year, no, I don't feel that. I feel there's something coming in for you, definitely not for long term. And let's see, finances for Donna. Donna's finances going to improve. Any money coming for that? So when I look at your finances, Donna, I feel that they're saying something within 2 weeks, where are these finances in 2 weeks? I feel a bolster coming for you, a bolstering coming for your finances. That's the word they're using for your finances coming in about two weeks, it feels like to me. Improvement in the finances in 2 weeks, some new development. Do you do anything with investments or something? Any kind of investments?
Well, no. A little bit of money my brother put into crypto, but it's a long-range crypto. It's 3 years.
I just feel that there's something coming in 2 weeks that is going to bolster your economy. It feels like a benefit. And when I look at the amount of money this is coming in for you, I feel it's going to be a nice, it just feels like a nice amount. It's going to make you feel more comfortable. If I were to say, okay, between now and the end of the year, how are Donna's finances going to go? Let's see. So around November, December, the finances seem okay, but they really pick up in next year, 2021, Donna's mm-hmm. finances in 2021. It feels like March starts the improvement of the finances next year in 2021, where things start to rise for you again. Because, you know,
we're already
2022, rather. Sorry, I meant 2022. Sorry. Yeah, when I look at your Donna's finances in 2022, I feel that better things in March, more improvement in the finances, and even like when I go to kind of the middle end of next year in 2022 for Donna's finances, I feel a new surge, a new opportunity that's going to bring in some more revenue for you. It might be a new idea or some kind of new venue or occupation even that's
wow.
coming near the middle end of next year. It feels, and I feel you'll be guided by spirit to it, like there'll be a kind of spiritual
mm-hmm.
guidance, or you'll feel your spirit guides guiding you to this opportunity, it feels like to me. So, yeah, that's your finances. But in 2 weeks, I feel something happening in a good, it's like a bolster, it's like a push.
Yeah, that could be, they had a class action lawsuit with Bank of America for people that had overdrafts. They shouldn't have charged them overdrafts, and I'm in on that, so maybe that's it.
It
could be. Everybody money.
Yeah, is this Bank of America case coming in 2 weeks? You know, I want to say it could be. I won't be absolute, but it has the energy of that, possibly. Yeah, so you never know. But, yeah, and when I look at where you are now, Don, I feel that, let's see what's going on with Don now. Yeah, you've been waiting for some good things, I feel, and I
uh-huh.
feel, I do feel things, let's see, what changes are, any changes for Donna coming up? Yeah, it really starts things, you know, this. I found this for a lot of people lately, and you too. It's like in November, December, things start kind of really brightening up for you. It feels like almost like some excess baggage comes off of you, and I feel that there's more light, there's more opportunity in November and December. Things start moving you forward in a more positive direction. I feel that, you know, there's actually there could be some romance, you know, romance. I don't think it's a long-term one, but there could be some romance in the November-December time frame too, actually, come to think of it. Some singles event or some kind of person you meet, it could spark something, I feel. That's kind of coming into it, you know. So in terms of the relationship department or romance. Don't count November-December out for that. But I feel, if I were to say, you know, when I see Donna moving forward, are things going to go up or down for Donna? And it feels like things are going to rise for you gradually. It feels like end of October, things are starting to get better, and then November, then things start revving up. It seems like at the beginning of November, and like I said, I find this with a lot of people for some reason, November starts revving the engines. Things start moving, new opportunities, new goals, a fresher feeling for you, like you can exhale a bit, like you can kind of exhale, you know, so it's kind of around the corner a bit, you know, so.
Yeah,
it feels good. Do you have any other questions that are, any specific questions?
You've seen me saying it for a while, or, yeah.
I can't hear you.
You see me staying in my apartment for a while, everything's going to go
okay,
well there.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Is Donna going to move? Do you see Donna moving out of her apartment? So when I look at you moving, Donna, I feel that, let's see, is Donna going to be moving from her apartment? Between now and the end of the year, no, I don't see you moving out of your apartment, but actually, there's an opportunity coming up in 4 months.
Wow.
You know, actually, that's what they're saying. Okay, movement for...
well, if money comes in, I can move. Yeah, if it doesn't, I
can't. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
So if I had to say, Donna, moving residence, it could come up in I want to say 4 to 6 months. That's what I'm feeling. Four to six months. Now, if I were to say I see Donna in a new place next year in 2022, will Donna be in the same apartment she lives in 2022? No, it's exit time. So definitely it'll be exit time, if not this time, for you to exit in 2022 into a new place. So, yeah, I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's coming up. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Bren. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, Donna. Yeah, take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Yeah, bye-bye. All right, Ken. I guess I'll be on
that's
my way,
Donna,
I guess.
Yeah. Right. So... are you happy to take another two there, Bryn?
All right. Two more.
Yeah? Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have Pamela and Suzanne. Pamela.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi. Are you done? Are you over?
No, I'm going to take two more. You're one of
oh.
the two.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be brief.
That's okay.
Hi.
No,
how are you?
This is your time. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
I was, at the very least, unjustly let go of a job, and the dust has settled, and I believe there might possibly be grounds for a lawsuit, and I was wondering if you're picking up if that would be favorable or if any justice will come to this person.
You know, I do see that a lawsuit could be in the air for this. I feel the first time you mentioned it, when I look at how you were let go unjustly from this job, and if I would say it would be worth your time to put in the time for a lawsuit, I say yes, the opportunity is there for you if you decide to take it for a lawsuit. I do feel that. I feel it would be very good for you. I'm getting a very clear energy with the possibility of you instituting a lawsuit for this situation. So, there's grounds for it. I'm hearing there's grounds for it.
Well, yeah, there are grounds. The concern is when it's, I mean, unjust is still fair in an at-will state. It's when it has to be illegal. And
yeah.
I would need, the only thing holding me up is the evidence part. The evidence would be my coworker, who
right.
we were very close, and she has barely spoken to me or had any contact with me since he let me go. And I believe he threatened her.
Okay.
So she's not saying anything even without a lawsuit. I doubt she, unless she's deposed under oath, I doubt she's going to support me. Because she's fearing for her own job.
Right, for her own security there. And she's the only witness?
Yes,
like,
yes. She would be the only.
All right.
Yep.
So let me see the scenario of the lawsuit and how I feel you would do. So, okay, if Pamela put in a lawsuit for this, okay, would Pamela win the lawsuit? Yes or no? Would Pamela win the lawsuit, guys? Okay, if I say ultimately, if you, Pamela, would win the lawsuit, I feel. I got to be honest with you, I'm getting a good chance is the words I hear.
The only way I would do that is if I got her testimony.
Hmm.
So you're saying it might be, I mean, I think she would support me if she was no longer in that job, but I don't even know if she's applying for other jobs. She has a lot of insecurity about her job skills and language barriers. And.
Oh, okay. What's her name?
Natalia.
Let me see. Would Natalia testify for Pamela and Alonso? Would Natalia testify for Pamela and Alonso? You know, I don't think she's totally unsold within herself whether she would not testify for you. When I asked the question, would Natalia ultimately testify for Pamela in a lawsuit. I feel that she could do it. It's not an absolute, unfortunately. I don't feel she's totally sold herself off internally about deciding against it in truth. But it's not an absolute, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
You know. So.
Well, I mean, the lack of contact with her is. I mean, I think it's not her idea. I don't think she's not
right,
in contact
right,
with me because
right,
she
right.
doesn't want to be. I think she's feel like she's being forced to.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And this man has threatened her before. He bullies her. I mean, he any kind of bad example of a human being, he has it.
Wow. Okay.
And
you know
I mean,
I
literally,
do?
There's probably criminal behavior too.
Yeah. You know what I would do is get some advice from a lawyer
mm-hmm.
on this and see, because, you know, other than myself, they have ways of looking at this that probably I don't even know about.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Well,
do you ever pick up on anything?
That
like...
would be the next step for
right.
you.
Do you ever
yeah.
pick up on anything like karma? Because usually I just leave things to karma, but I often don't ever see it working. And that's why
yeah,
I'm like, I would
well,
love to see it working in this case because it's so
yeah,
egregious.
I mean, sometimes it works in one life, but it doesn't. Sometimes it waits until the next life.
Oh, who has that kind of time?
Yeah, right, I know, right.
I don't have that kind of time in this life.
Well, I know, right. Yeah.
But do you see anything? I mean, is it... If I do you see any karma coming to him?
Let me look at this man a minute and see what's his future. Like, what's his name?
Oh, I'd rather not give it. It begins with an M.
M. Okay, I'll just say M, the manager, right? M,
yeah.
The manager. what's going to happen? Okay, is M the manager? Is Donna's former manager? Is Donna's former? Is Pamela's former manager? Pamela's former manager.
Boss.
Yeah, it's a timeless for a boss. Well, you know, unfortunately, at the moment, I see him kind of snaking by at this moment. Now, if I were to say, okay, if there was a lawsuit, let's see, if Pamela put a lawsuit against her former boss, would he get caught? I still feel that chances he would get caught, you know, in a lawsuit, you know, in terms of you winning. It's not out of, I want to say it's not out of the ballpark, right?
Yeah.
So I would say look into it and get some counseling from a lawyer and see, you know, give him all the details, of course, you know, obviously. You know,
I mean, is this going to ruin my karma in any way? Because I'm usually not vindictive
no,
or punishing.
No, I don't think
it'll
ruin your karma. No, I don't think it'll ruin you.
Like I just said,
no.
I mean, he's just gotten away with so much. He's not the first time that he's done things like this. And
yeah.
And I feel bad because I think my friend is being horribly punished and abused by him right now, emotionally abused.
Right. Wow, yeah. No, and when I look at your former boss, I feel that a lot of greed there. There's greed with this man, and I kind of see an alcoholic framework with him. I don't know if he has alcohol. He has that kind of framework,
yep.
but this
yep.
kind of addictive alcohol guy with your boss, yeah. And he's not a happy man, and then he projects it onto others. He just takes it out.
Right.
Another one. If I were to say your boss is a happy person in his life, no. He's very this guy's very miserable. I don't even want to tune into him anymore. He's getting me kind
no.
of...
No, he's narcissistic. I mean, there's just not a lot of depth of feeling for anybody.
Yeah.
There's just
No.
It's disturbing. And so
yeah.
that's why, I mean, it was a blessing in disguise for me to be let go because, you know, everything's been good since
yeah.
then. But it's just the you know,
right.
justice of it.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
I'll say, were you, would you pursue it?
I would. I would find out what a lawyer has to say. Yeah, I would.
You would?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And and take it
well,
from there.
I will do that then. Well,
all
thank
right.
you for your time.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking me after yeah. hours.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Thanks.
All right, take care. Thanks again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pamela.
Hi.
Right. Okay. We have Suzanne then. I'm just. Ah, right. Okay. Suzanne.
Hi. Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
Hi, Ken. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Suzanne. How are you? Good. How's it going?
I'm doing good. I just want to see if there's any messages for me and/or what's happening spiritually over the next couple weeks, months.
Okay, Suzanne. Let's see. All right. Okay, any messages for Suzanne? Any messages for Suzanne? Oh, okay. Here's something interesting. They want to, my guides say, write down your dreams, something about writing down your dreams, the dreams you have, when you're sleeping, to write down your dreams, because there's some messages coming through in your dreams, Suzanne, that they want you to to learn. One way of, I found one good way of learning how to remember your dreams is, and it works quite well, you just say a simple phrase, when I wake up in the morning, I remember my dreams. And you just keep saying that for a while as you're laying in bed, and you'll kind of know when to stop because it kind of like gets into your mind, and even if it doesn't happen the first night, keep it doing it every night because then you're giving that suggestion, and it actually works very well when I do it. So I feel, yeah. So what else? What's going on? And it's interesting. I feel the message I'm getting for you, Suzanne, is... it's very interesting because they say that you're winning over something. It's kind of like there's a battle that you've won, or you've won many battles, but there's a recent battle that I feel you've won, or that you're in the process of winning, and it's like I feel like a victorious feeling around you. I don't know if you've been trying to accomplish anything, or something was challenging. Is there something you feel you've accomplished, or winning, or trying to accomplish at all?
Well, I'm working on spiritual, growth, and so that could be part of it. I did have it. Oh, I bet it's the dream I had that actually came true at work.
Oh, okay.
And I hadn't told anybody about it, and I had it a month ago, and then last weekend I mentioned it to the girl that was sitting next to me who'd been there like 30 years, and she said, yeah, that's never happened here. And then the next morning, that girl got a patient that was exactly as I described.
Wow. Okay. That could be what
so
I'm
that
saying.
So that might be the win.
There's something about, because it feels like connected to spirit. If I say this win is in more materially oriented world, it feels, no, it has to do with listening and learning about your messages. So interesting, yeah, because I get the word accomplishment and victory. It's almost like what I'm seeing more of it, too. It's like a breakthrough for your intuition, for your ability to tune in. And let's see, so that's interesting. So I feel that it's linked to that. Let's see. Any messages? I just forgot your name. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Suzanne.
Yeah. Okay, Suzanne. Okay. Any messages for Suzanne? And now, do you do any kind of writing?
Yes.
At all?
Yeah.
Okay.
Channeled.
Automatic. Okay. What they're saying is, okay. Once again, this is in the spiritual segment. Is that they speak to you through your writing. When you write, you're kind of hearing it from another place somewhere. It feels like your writing is coming through you at times. They say keep writing. It'll open up a dialogue between you and your higher self. So this is kind of in the fashion of automatic writing, where you kind of let your higher self, because what they're saying with your writing is you start writing and then it'll kind of start switching to a dialogue between your higher self and your other self, you know, your kind of material self. So that is actually a very good spiritual exercise, because it'll sharpen, once again, sharpening your spiritual skills. That comes out very strongly. They want you to continue the writing because it's going to open your heart, too. It'll open up your heart. This the thing about opening up the heart. The writing will open up the heart for you. And let's see, what's surrounding Suzanne at this time? Let's see, what is surrounding Suzanne? Do you feel that there's a lot of people around you voicing their opinions about this and that? They're offering you their opinions about this situation or that situation. Did you get that at all? I don't know why I picked that up.
Yes, I do. I think there's some people that don't believe in what I think I'm going to be doing, and then there's other people that are very agreeable.
Yeah, because I see this when I look at what's surrounding you, Suzanne. I feel that opinions have been coming in about what you should do, what you know doesn't make sense to some people, and so it's just it's almost like, you know, they're just saying, you know, to thine own self be true is the words that come through.
Okay.
To thine own self be true, and once again, the writing, following what your heart says, the writing is going to open up your heart more. I feel a great heart opening with the writing. Some truths are going to come out of that. Some communications with those that have passed on in the spirit world, and I feel it might be some tool that you can actually offer people at some point, where you bring some automatic writing in for people at some point. But it feels like in the beginning it's going to be for yourself, you know. I feel it's going to help you to develop because it'll kind of exercise that intuitive muscle, you know. Let's see, what else is surrounding you, Suzanne? Let's see, what is surrounding Suzanne at this time? There's a kind of a birth going on inside of you, Suzanne. There's like a birth of some sort of some kind of long lost parts of you coming into the foreground, is what they're saying. When I look at you between now and the end of the year, spiritually, I feel okay. Where is Suzanne spiritually between now and the end of this year? I feel there's a rise at the end of the year. Once again, you're another person that things seem to be happening near the end of this year in terms of, it's going to affect your material wealth. I feel more, they're saying the rise in the spirit in, at the end of the year is going to bring in more money. So money is going to be catapulted by spirit. So I feel... More better
Thank
finances.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, near the end of the
I'm
year,
grateful.
November into December, I feel.
Okay.
Moving into a new cycle. They say new cycle for Suzanne at the end of the year, and then when I look at you, Suzanne, in 2022. Okay, how is Suzanne? What kind of year is Suzanne going to have in 2022? Yeah, and more writing is going to happen for you in 2022. I see more writing, access to your inner self. You know, I feel, do you do meditation? You meditate? Because when I see you meditating, I feel that's very good because it's helping you to train your mind to be quiet, you know, to settle down and to open up. You know, the inner world. So they're saying keep the meditation going. There's an exercise they're showing me you can do where you light a candle and you stare at the candle. It's actually a old spiritual exercise where you do candle staring, and you just stare at the flame for as long as you can, and just focus on the flame, and it's an exercise for focus. It helps to to sharpen your concentration and focus, and it's very good for meditation. In fact, there's the YouTube videos you can do on. It's called candle gazing. And you can look it up. And actually, it's a technique. I think they use it in the Far East a lot, and like Eastern meditation practices. But So yeah, that's something that you can do. Yeah, and any specific questions at all, or anything else?
I just wondered if there's anything from my dad.
Okay, and what's your dad's name?
Bob.
Bob. Okay. Let's see. Anything coming up for Suzanne's dad? So when I tune into your dad, Suzanne, when I tune into Bob, your dad, I feel that it's almost like I feel he needs to move out of his like a shell that he's been in, or some kind of inner shell. He needs some, I feel like he needs some color in his life, almost like new colors on his clothes or something like that. He needs some kind of newness in his life. But that's all I have right now.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you for staying, Suzanne.
All right.
We managed 7 callers, and we've gone a little bit harder. And thank you once again, Bryn, for doing that for us. And we'll try and do it all again next week there, ladies and gents.
Sure. Yeah.
So, wonderful. Okay, the echo we've tried to eliminate. We've done everything in our power from this end to eliminate feedback and echoes in the show. And I have to say that if you are calling in there, ladies and gents, please do remember, don't try to listen to yourself on the show page play when calling. Please remember to switch off speaker phones if possible. Not always possible, we know. Depends what type of a room you're in at the time. So if you're in a bathroom or a small room, there's going to be an echo anyway. In a car, not always possible to switch off your speakerphone if you're in a vehicle. But wherever possible, we do try to eliminate feedback and echo from this end. And we're limited to what we can and do from this end there, ladies and gents. So please bear things in mind. Thank you.
See the people all in line. What's making them look at me? Can't imagine that their minds are thinking the same as me. I can't hear. Of color, sir.